Here's a mashup for you. Turf dancing and ballet. The former is a kind of dance born on the streets of Oakland, California. It's usually performed freestyle to hip-hop or rap music. And ballet, well, it's ballet. But now one choreographer is bringing the two together for a performance next weekend. As April Dembosky from member station KQED explains, the creative process has been more difficult than anybody thought.
Four-car San Francisco Milbrae train now boarding platform 2.
Commuters on this morning train are hunched over in an iPhone-induced stupor.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Arthur Gardner, a.k.a. Dopey Fresh, starts gliding down the aisle, flicking his ankles in a new kind of moonwalk.
And we got this wonderful dash up for you guys. So,
his friend Intricate takes over. His feet planted, he contorts his arms into impossible twists called bone breaks. Then comes Crow. He folds his right foot behind his neck, grabs the handlebars overhead, and flips.
And please do not try this at home.
Commuters are seeing typical turf dancing, but Mylin Lee sees echoes of classical ballet. She sees grace in the way the turfers float across the floor, precision in the way they fold their arms.
So if dancers from the conservatory world of ballet could somehow have so much movement-wise in common with these other guys who have never really stepped foot in a conservatory or a studio, then I think that says a lot about our human nature.
She started talking to the turfers about taking them off the train and putting them on stage with ballet dancers. But Lee soon confronted her first obstacle. She had a hard time getting the turfers to show up for rehearsals. She couldn't pay them. During the hours they would spend rehearsing, they could be making money on the train.
We're just good kids with good hearts and doing this all for love of dance. But they say the best nation is
a donation, ladies and gentlemen.
Most days, the guys take home between $100 and $200 each. That's a lot for turfer Hector Asensio to give up.
I work at Jamba Juice. Yeah, I go to community college. And, you know, it's kind of a struggle right now. I'm not even going to lie. You know, a lot of turfers, a lot of dancers out here come from the struggle.
So choreographer Mylin Lee started a crowdfunding campaign and ended up raising $10,000. Now she pays each dancer $40 at the end of every rehearsal.
All right, ready?
But the money wasn't the only hurdle. Once the ballerinas and turfers got into the studio together, their two very different worlds collided.
You know, and even the first rehearsal was like very eye-opening.
Ballet dancer Tatiana Barber says she was thrown off by how the turfers just launched into a freestyle warm-up.
In ballet class, you know, you have a strict technique. You start with pliés and détendus.
The language.
That's turf dancer Algerian Bryant, a.k.a. Crow.
You have the one with rules and boundaries, and you have the one without rules and boundaries. See somebody color inside the lines, you got this person that did the same thing, but they color outside of the lines.
Rehearsals got chaotic, so Mylin Lee had to split them up for a while. Ballet dancers met on Mondays, turfers on Saturdays. She wasn't ready to give up her vision of a stage collaboration. But Lee says when she threw the choreography out the window and just had the dancers improv together,
it left everyone in shock. They just had moments where they suddenly thought the same thing and did the same thing, like at the same time. And it was crazy because you know that that could only happen when two people are so in tune with each other and listening so hard that they could be thinking the same thing.
By the time they finish, the dancers will have a 17-minute piece, a mix of solos and ensemble dances, both improvised and choreographed.
Baby, you understand me now.
In one section, Lee wants to explore the concept of misunderstanding. She sat in a circle with the dancers at a recent rehearsal to explain.
I wanted to use the Ugly Duckling, which I think a lot of people misinterpret as like a story about transformation, which is kind of funny because the Ugly Duckling didn't like suddenly transform into a swan. He was actually always a swan. So it was actually a story about misperception.
Mylin Lee says it's the same with turfing. The street dance has always been as artful as ballet. By putting it on stage, turfing doesn't change, but Lee hopes that the audience's perception of it will. For NPR News, I'm April Dembosky in San Francisco.